Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And, you know, at the time, it was a T. Boone Pickens while he was alive. He was a big, obviously billionaire with the big money to get that program where they thought it should be.
Sure.
And they got on the cusp of it, but you're right. It's always been a ceiling. Eric Morris, for those who don't know, because we joked around, guys are breaking my chops. I bet North Texas a couple of times this year in our pick segment.
You did.
Because these guys are guaranteed to give you the over, if not cover, scoring a lot of points. So, high, you know, kind of perfect for Oklahoma State. High-scoring football team, potentially. See how they do defensively. But his mean green... That team is 10-1, and so that's been a hell of a year, and that seems like a good fit. And that's the kind of coach, if you don't get Lane Kiffin or you don't get John Sumrall from Tulane, you know, obviously Franklin's already locked up. There seems like that's where the next group of coaches are coming from. They're coming from the smaller schools.
That is true.
Unless you're getting an assistant who's ever been a head coach.
Well, yeah, and again, it's just how high you are on that particular assistant. As far as other things, the Lane Kiffin situation, guys, is still playing itself out. Everybody keeps saying that he's mulling this decision on whether he's staying or leaving. We asked the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley earlier. She was wonderful, if you missed it, dog fans. And I said, is Lane taking this job? And she was like, if he does, he's dumb because they love him up there and it's the perfect place. Mm. But, Mike, when you're about to increase your salary, what, $4 million, right? He's at $9 million, I think he is, or $4 or $5 million potentially. They're saying upwards of $13.5 million, $14 million. It's hard to say no unless, again, Ole Miss is going to match that, which we do not know. For those who are not familiar with this, Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss coach, says that he's going to make this decision after the Egg Bowl. And, Mike, by the way, do they win or lose and he then announces it on the microphone?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Where does this go? I mean, it's like the athletic director and the chancellor have been trying to keep this thing under wraps. You know, like we're trying to get to the playoff and try to have an unprecedented Ole Miss season. But – how do you do that when the coach is basically one foot out the door? The kids are going to be aware of it. Now, Lane Kiffin, he was trying to be dismissive when asked about it by the media, saying this generation of players, they don't hear this stuff. They don't care. They're basically saying they're mercenaries themselves, and they transfer out, so he doesn't think that they'll be affected by it. Look, Lane is a BS artist. He's fun. He's a hustler. He's Steve Spurrier without the national championship, and you're going to be expected to win that at LSU. It's going to be, as Barbara Dooley said, what's he ever won? You know, he's gotten Ole Miss to the best spot that his fan base has ever seen. Expectations are through the roof. But yeah, you're going to have your heart torn out. You win the Egg Bowl, and then what? It drops on Twitter, drops on at the Athletic or ESPN that he is going to take the deal and leave for and then is LSU going to, is Ole Miss going to say, well, you're not coaching our team in the playoff?
Yeah.
See, imagine how awkward that's going to get. I mean, this isn't hype. This is making it sound like Florida doesn't have a chance. I think some Florida Gator fans out there still think they've got a fighting chance to land Lane Kiffin as well in Gainesville.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking some college football. While we get ready for the big rivalry weekend, everybody's wondering, you know, what Georgia Tech team's going to show up. Barbara Dooley said, look, they're mad. They are going to show up. They're disappointed. They're upset. Can I hear Kirby talk about Haynes King? Because, You know, look, Mike, we know they've got to find a way to slow him down. Even though he had a bad game, certainly a bad pick in that game, he still put up numbers. But last year, he was incredible against
the Dolphins. It was such a slow start. Haynes King, the three and outs, missing open receivers.
Versus Pitt.
It was arguably the worst half of football he probably had in his career.
No doubt. And that gets you behind the eight ball. Here's Kirby talking about Haynes King.
I don't think people understand how fast this guy is. Like, he can run. And he was a great athlete in high school, track guy. I mean, the stories are all over of his success and his stories of where he's been and the injuries he's been through. And you see the hits he takes. I mean, he just gets stronger with each hit.
He's the kind of guy that, you know, he's a Kirby Smart kind of player. You know what I mean?
He is.
He's that kind of dude. And it just seemed like, you know, we said all season long how Georgia Tech just gets on basically Haynes King's shoulders and he takes him for a ride. And this was like one of those games where he just couldn't do that, at least for a half. And unfortunately, the hole they dug was just too big. Once, you know, Pitt started blitzing, or I say Georgia Tech started blitzing Pitt and getting the results, it just was a little too little too late. And that last, oh man, Day-Day talked about that last touchdown, all the air out of the stadium. That's all she wrote.
Here is Kirby talking about his former coach. I say that because he worked for Kirby. Buster Faulkner, who is now at Georgia Tech, and his offense and what Kirby thinks.
At the end of the day, they got a block, we got a tackle, and somebody's got to do it better. And that's a very tough thing when you play them because they stretch you horizontally, they stretch you vertically, they stretch you with tempo, they stretch you with numbers counts because of their quarterback. So Buster does an awesome job, and that's continued this year.
Hey, by the way, we're talking about that extension at some point, you know, for Brent Key.
Yep.
Got to give Buster Faulkner a little bit more on the envelope to keep him, don't you?
Probably. He has been really good since getting to Georgia Tech. I think he's enhanced their offense. Now, they do have a really good quarterback, obviously. But, yes, I feel like, Mike, if you're going to do the Brent Key thing, I think there are a couple of key assistants that probably deserve to be taken care of as well as you guys move forward over there. Hey, man, as far as this game, though, and it's a short week for us. So, look, normally Thursday, Friday, we'd be deep into this, talking about a Saturday matchup, but this game is Friday. I feel like you right now. I just feel like the Dogs are playing some of their best football. And I don't think that's going to stop. I don't think that happens on Saturday or Friday because it's Georgia Tech. The fact that it's at, you know, Mercedes-Benz, does that play a role in this, Mike? Does that give one team or another the edge? Again, we talked to our buddy Seth Emerson. You'll hear it coming up at 6. He said they sold this game, Mike, for $10 million. And look, that money has helped.
Right. Now, I know some Tech fans are upset. Apparently, when they did the survey about asking about, hey, do we want to move the Tennessee game? How do you feel about that? People, I guess some Tech fans, because they're obviously brilliant, they're all millionaires, Carl, they understand the logic behind it. You need some more money for your collective and everything else that now works in college football to make your football program successful. It just, yeah, I think there's probably some old school Tech fans that feel, hey, man, wish this game was at Bobby Dodd regardless. But it's not. So you're going to have, you may have 50,000 Georgia fans in there.
You absolutely might. It might be 60-40. It might be 70-30, depending on how things shake out. But
Jay Batt, by the way, put this deal together.
He did. He's gone.
No longer the AD.
He's gone. But I will say this. As far as this game, yeah, I do like Georgia. And it has nothing to do with this loss. Even if Tech won, I would still be feeling this way just because of the trend of how Georgia's been trending right now. And it's across all phases of the game. So, yeah, man, look, I think
Also, how Georgia Tech's defense has just gone south. Well, I mean, we knew it was a stretch in the beginning.
It's tough.
And they've really, the Boston College game, what happened against Pitt, and Gunnar Stockton and those skill position players in Georgia, that's going to be, even though everyone's hanging their hat on the 8 overtimes last year, I just feel like Tech's defense is just not that deep.
That was an anomaly. That doesn't happen. It's why it didn't happen, you know, every year before that. It happens every now and then. I do not expect 8 overtimes, even if it was to go to overtime. But the problem, Mike, is Haynes King is going to have to be special. And Georgia knows that.
It's got to be bulletproof.
And that's the problem when you say, hey, not only mistake-free, you got to be special. And I'm not saying he can't be, but that's a lot of pressure for the quarterback of Georgia Tech. We will see, and we'll continue to break it down with various folks as we continue to talk about rivalry weekend, but it is one of the big games. And also, guys, Texas A&M. We keep talking about Georgia and who they might play in the championship if they are –
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To get to the SEC championship game, if Texas beats A&M, Mike, again, do they drop out of the top four then? So there's some other rivalry games that have impact. Obviously, Ohio State, Michigan. There are a bunch of games that we'll be paying attention to over this Thanksgiving holiday. 404-726-0929. We're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.